Blog Talk Radio.
Calling for mercy.
special edition of IMAC, Back to School Special, me McCorley, co-host on the other line, Willie Boy.
What up?
What's going on, man? You ready to go back to school?
Yep.
Ready to go back to kindergarten?
Sure am.
Yeah, welcome to IMAC, special edition tonight. We're just going to, you know, talk about some school memories, offer you kids some back-to-school tips. You know, if you kindergartners are listening out there, we're going to tell you what kind of lunchbox to bring to school on Monday. Actually, Tuesday or Wednesday or whenever day you're starting. We're going to tell you, you know, how to look on the girls' skirts in the playground, how to cheat on tests. Hey, well, shit, I'll even help you kids. I'll even tell you how to look up, you know, how to have sex with some of these teachers. So, you know, we're going to offer some of our tips on school, cutting class, how to cheat on the test.
Yeah, how to get away from Mr. Belding.
Yeah. So we're going to offer you all of that tonight on IMAC. So we'll, let's start it off, man. Do you have any back-to-school memories that you want to share? I mean, a lot of kids, they're going to be starting school this week or next week. And, you know, I remember, every fall when school started, my parents, they had no clothes for us to wear to go back to school. Like, we basically had to go to school in our pajamas almost. You know, my daddy's a cheapskate. He wouldn't buy us new clothes for shit. He would save all the money. He would just buy our own food. And that's okay, because we needed to eat. But, I mean, come on. We're going back to school. We need clothes, too, you know?
Yep.
And we would go back to school in the same old sneakers from last year. Like, all the kids, like, remember, you would go back to school. All the kids had, like, you know, name brand sneakers, Nikes.
Yeah.
Felis. We went back to school with sneakers that didn't even have any name on it. It was like plain sneakers.
Yep.
Went to school in pants with holes in them. No belt. Went to school in white beater shirts. I mean, what the hell, man? That's what my parents thinking. All kids had like Batman, Superman lunchbox.
Yep.
You know, have to go to school for a Barbie doll lunchbox. What the hell, man? I don't get it. I didn't get why my parents did that to me. My parents they made my life miserable as far as school.
Yeah, back in the days, man, they, you know, from like elementary to all the way like to high school, kids used to have like the magazine with the sneakers or kicks, as they used to call it back in the days.
They would make fun of you if you didn't have the name brand clothes or name brand sneakers when you came back to school.
Yeah, they act like sneakers were like Pokemon. I got Jordan, the new Jordans.
I know.
Jordans,
yeah, look me, man. I got the new Jordans. Yo, I got the new Grand Hills. Yo, what you got? High heels?
Converse and all that stuff.
Yeah. I got nothing. I had to, like, actually had to write Nike on my sneakers. Just to
Did you remember to put the check?
Sometimes I forgot. I mean, come on. These kids were brutal, man.
Shoot. Yo, you're lucky the kids didn't, if you forgot to put a check, you're lucky they didn't put that check, and then the cross, you know like how the teachers, when they give you like a check minus, or I think they put like a check, and then they put a cross across over it.
Right. Oh, man. Those were the good old days, though. Like, I actually miss, like, elementary school. I actually wish I could go back. If I had, like, a time travel machine, I wish I could go back to elementary. Because those were some fun times, if you think about it. Especially, like, first grade, second grade. I mean, all you did all day was, like, play with Legos.
Play in kindergarten.
Eat lunch. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that was mostly kindergarten, too, yeah.
Nap time. First grade is, like, when they said, you know, instill serious stuff into kids.
Yeah. I mean, they read story time. Remember story time? The teacher would make us, like, sit around on the floor, and she would read a book. the book of the day. I remember those Dr. Seuss books, man. Those were shit.
Yeah, they had good books.
Oh, yeah, man. Sitting next to the girls, even though they had cooties. Although
yeah,
you told me, you know, you wanted those cooties when you were back in school, right?
Yeah, I had no problem with that. Never had a problem with that. Still don't.
Yeah, but, you know, as boys, you know, a lot of boys, they wanted to, like, you know, hang out together. They didn't want the girls part of the clique back then. You know, girls had cooties, like, you don't, there was, girls stood with the girls, boys stayed with the guys.
True.
But, I mean, there were some good-looking, you know, good-looking girls back in elementary school. And, you know, I did look under some of their skirts. Chasing them around, pulling their hair. Because back then you were, like, mean to girls, like, especially girls that you liked. You were mean to them.
Yeah, but I was the rare exception. I was always, you know, gentleman to the girls. You know,
you were gay, so,
Yeah, you was.
I'm just joking around with you, man.
You, it might be you. You know, this is hitting girls.
I'm just joking around. Well, that's what boys did when they like girls. Like, you punch them in their stomach or pull their hair. You never did that with girls? Play fight with them?
No, I punch them in the stomach.
Well, like, play punch, you know? Like, wrestling punch. Like, fake punches?
What's next, steel chairs?
It was elementary school. But, yeah, I mean, that's how boys showed, you know, that they like the girls. They were like, play fight with them,
yeah,
or pick on them.
Even at that age, I didn't think it was, I don't know, it just felt stupid.
You were a goody two-shoe boy, that's what you were.
Well, maybe I was.
You was probably a teacher's pet, right? Giving teachers apples and stuff.
Nah, I didn't go that far.
See, I didn't give the teacher nothing. But I miss those days back in elementary school, man. They were so, fun, innocent, you know. You didn't have to worry about any financial problems or work.
Yeah.
Any kind of stress in your life.
Funny how you mentioned, I was just watching this, this comedian was talking about, like, you know, like, he was talking about, like, you know, being 10 years old and how it sucked back then.
Cause what?
You didn't have no power. You know, all 10-year-old kids do is like, ooh-ah, ooh-ah.
Yeah, that is true.
And then the kid is like, you know, the kid dropped their hat, and they're like, Dad, I dropped my hat. And then the father is like, I'm trying to remember what the guy said. The father says, I already got you a hat, and stuff like that. Let's go, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then another situation like that, similar like that, and then the kid's like, Dad, I dropped something. And then the father says, I got you bananas. You know what? You're not eating anything. I'm not giving you anything. Something like that. And he said the best thing about being an adult is that you have power. And you, hey, if I drop a hat, shoot, I could buy a hat with my money I got. Shoot, I could purposely throw my hat away and keep that hat just because I could do that.
Well, I mean, that is true. You know, you do have more freedom nowadays.
And
you
power.
Have more power. But, I mean, as a kid, though, I mean, like, the world was so, I mean, it was different
to
you back then, you know?
Yeah.
Everything was fun to you.
Yeah.
Like, fun and games.
Yeah.
You didn't have any, again, you didn't have any responsibility as a kid.
Right.
Everything, you know, your parents had to handle everything for you.
Yep.
Give you money, buy you clothes, sneakers, and you didn't have to worry about any kind of financial problems or bills,
yep.
Work or anything like that.
Yep. And the shows and the cartoons were definitely better back in those days, too.
Yeah, man. You came home from school, watched freaking Power Rangers or Disney
Batman,
Afternoon.
X-Men.
I mean, yeah.
Spider-Man.
Shit. Those cartoons will keep you from doing your homework until, like, late at night, you know?
Yep.
Then you go to sleep at night and you forget to do your homework. You come to school next day without any homework done. You remember those times?
Well, yeah, I remember those days.
Yeah. I don't know how I passed elementary school because I missed a lot of homework assignments. Remember those Sims books that they used to make us do math problems in? I never did any assignments in those books. I just colored the word Sims on the cover. Ah, man, it was fun times back then.
Yeah.
And especially the girls, you know. There's some good-looking girls back then in elementary. I had this crush on this one girl in first grade, or second grade, mm-hmm. was it? She was my
yeah.
first girlfriend. Her name was Diana.
Mm.
But I, you know, of course I didn't know anything about relationships, so I treated her like shit, you know. You know, one time I gave her crayons and I took them back. She was talking to another boy.
Wait, before or after you took it away?
It was after she was talking to another boy, I took them away from her. She was cute though. Like years later, when I was in high school, I saw her. But you know, of course, we acted like we didn't know each other. She's a cute girl. But when you're a kid, you know, you don't know anything about relationships, though.
Right. Describe her a bit.
She was light-skinned. Kind of looked like Jada Pinkett, a mini kid version of Jada Pinkett Smith. I remember one time in third grade, I told you this before, like, we're sitting at a desk, and me, her, and this other boy, we're showing each other private parts. Like, she was showing me hers, the boy was showing us his, and I was showing them, you know, mine. And all the other kids were, like, playing with, like, toys in the background. They didn't know what we were doing. It was fun. Oh, I miss it so much, man. What about teachers, man? You ever had some great-looking teacher that you wanted to have sex with, but you just couldn't because you were a kid?
Well, I mean, yeah, I had some, you know, fine, attractive ones.
Shit, there's a few I'd love to go back and just bang as an adult. Be like, this is the future me. There's this one Spanish teacher I heard. Her name was Miss Veneer. Like, she was a sixth grade Spanish teacher, man. She looked really good. She taught Spanish, of course. That was the course. You know, it was a Spanish class. And I had the front row seat. Like, I was sitting in the back, but one time, you know, I was talking too much, so she moved me to the front of the class, and, you know, I got a good view of her goodies. She was a hot Latina, man. I don't know if she's still hot right now, because it's been, like, what, 15 years?
Man, I wish she was my teacher.
I wish she was still my teacher till this day. But, you know, she was like, in her 20s back then, so right now she could be in her late 30s, 40s. Yeah. She might still be hot. You know, Latinas, you know, they always stay hot.
Yep.
I would love to meet her if I ever. She might be still teaching there. Who knows?
But
junior high is seventh grade, I think.
Taking your word for it, she. I haven't seen her, but taking your word for it.
She's one of the hottest teachers. One of the hottest teachers I've ever had. Probably the hottest teacher I've ever had.
Go backtracking a little bit about what you were saying just a couple of minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
Was that girl in that class back in those days too?
No, this was in junior high. The girl I'm talking about was all the way like in second, third grade. Elementary, man.
It's even with wasn't that kind of, I mean, awkward? I mean,
what?
There was the other boys there too.
We were kids. We didn't know what we were doing. Kids do stupid stuff like that. Like, hey, in my pee-pee, you know. Looky. Kids do stupid stuff like that. We didn't know what the hell we were doing. Show each other our butts, you know. Like, it's like fun and games. Back then, you don't think it's gay. It's like, okay, yeah. Okay, ew, he's showing his butt, you know. You just say, ew. Go course, now if a guy shows me his butt, yo, I'm gonna fucking. I'm gonna be grossed out. You know? It's not the same, you know. You're not gonna have a guy come up to you and say, "Hey, look at my pee-pee, looky-looky." Kids do stupid stuff like that. But yeah, hey, I wasn't even concerned about him. I was more concerned about, you know, the girl, of course.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I would assume so, you know.
Yeah, because that's like, that's the first time I got to see, you know, a girl's, you know, stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Up close and personal like that, so.
How do you feel if, when you popped up, when that happened, even though you didn't know her at that time? Yeah.
Wow. In the elementary, when we were showing each other our stuff?
Yeah.
That would be awkward. Shit.
You would have got detention for the whole week.
I would have been grounded, suspended from school. But what about you? Well, who's your hottest teacher?
Man, I had this hot teacher when in fourth grade.
Fourth grade?
Say what?
8 years old?
No, I probably was.
Eight or nine.
Grade. Yeah, so I suppose about that. That'd sound about accurate.
Okay.
Yeah,
Spanish?
She was. She was.
Oh.
Yeah, she was a great lady, man.
Was that also a Spanish class? Or just
regular... She was my homeroom one.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, she was nice to me. You know, she was a good teacher. You know, long hair, you know, tall.
Mm-hmm.
Well, fine, but
dang,
I was a little
kid, so, you know. Man, she sounds hot from the way you describe her.
Yeah. That was like my first crush I had on a teacher.
Yeah, man, that's my Miss Veneer. Like, she was blonde, thin, some nice boobies, Latina, you know, Latina hot. Like Shakira almost. And what about yours? Was she blonde also? Or was brunette?
I think she was a blonde. If my memory serves me right. Yeah, I think she was blonde too.
Oh. Boobies? Big boobies?
She probably did. I think she probably looking. I can't remember, but I think she looked like a. She looked well together. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
Just off my memory, you know.
And you think she's the hottest teacher you've ever had?
Yeah, I'd probably say so.
Oh.
I can't really think of a teacher right off the top of my head that was on that level. But yeah, I think clear easily. Yeah, I think that would be.
Yeah, because we went to Brooklyn College together, me and Will, and we had some fine professors at Brooklyn College.
Yeah, yeah.
And there was this one professor called Professor Matthews. And
yeah, but that was yours. Awesome.
Yeah, she was mine, of course. Well, but you got to see her in person.
Yeah.
She was my English professor. Another blonde. She kind of looked like Jennifer Aniston.
Thanks.
Man, man, the thing I regret about school is, like, I never had sex with these teachers. The teachers had a crush on them. Serious. Because you always hear these reports about kids having sex with the teacher. I mean, where were these teachers when I needed them?
It's like the South Park episode. Oh, man.
What else do you remember about school that was so special? I mean, I guess it was like,
you used to go on trips.
Oh, the trips, right.
Yeah, I went to, I think probably the first movie I can remember, movie I've seen from school, I think I was like, what year was this, 80, It's like 88 or 89 maybe.
Yeah.
First one I saw was like, no wait, let me see. This was 89. This was, I probably was turning 6, I think.
This was like first, second grade then.
Yeah, this was very early. No wait, this was it kindergarten? Damn, I think it might have been kindergarten. So this must have been, let's see, when I started kindergarten. Was it 88 or 89? Probably 89, I think. Yeah, it was kindergarten. I think this was toward the end of kindergarten when I was, you know, because this was in June. And the school ends like around, you know, like towards like June, if I'm remembering me right.
Oh.
At that time, so yeah. We went to see Ghostbusters. And I love, you know, back in the days, you know, I love Ghostbusters. I love the cartoon.
Yeah.
I think I saw the first movie. I liked the first movie. But shoot. That villain, Viggo, I think his name was. That eerie-looking dude.
Oh, the ghost guy?
Yeah, not Slimer.
I know,
that's
Slimer.
That evil creepy dude from the painting, I think.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that dude scared the crap out of me.
Oh, man.
I'm not even afraid, man.
They were giving that movie today.
Oh, word?
Yeah, they were giving it today.
Yeah, that dude scared the crap out of me. I'm not even afraid. I cried, man. That dude scared the crap out of me.
And this was like, what, first, second grade you guys went to the field trip?
I think, this was like kindergarten. This was like towards the end of the kindergarten. This was like toward the end of the year of kindergarten. And the dude, man, because I was seeing like front row of the, so it looked like a life flight. Like they were, like the ghost was coming at me. Stuff like that. I'm not even gonna act all macho, but shoot, I was scared, man.
Wow. Where was the teacher?
I think my teacher was right there, and she was, you know, trying to, you know, I think it was my teacher or my, the assistant. She was trying to, you know, console me, you know, because I was shocked at my friend. I was like, shoot. I wasn't even friend. I was crying.
Yeah, we had a lot of field trips. I remember there was one trip that we went to junior high. It was to the aquarium in Oconee Island.
You went?
I don't know if
you,
that aquarium is still there.
What did you do at Oconee Island?
We went to in junior high, I think it was 6th or 7th grade, we went to the aquarium at Oconee Island. West 83.
Oh, I think I went there too.
Now, is that aquarium still there?
I have no idea, man. Because Coney Island did some renovations, and it's not even called Astroland anymore. It's Luna Park.
Oh, they messed that whole thing up.
Yeah, I haven't seen how the new Coney Island looks, so I couldn't tell you.
I told you, like, when I used to cut school in junior high school, and by the way, my junior high, I cut school so many times that I probably set a record. Like, I would just go to school that day, pretend I'm going, and then just go to take the train to Coney Island. And just hang out on the beach and the boardwalk. And go to the arcade, play some video games, buy some hot dogs. And just walk around for a bit. And even go to some rides also. But, you know, some fun times at Coney Island, but it's no longer there. It's not the same as it used to be.
Have you went to the new version of it?
No, I haven't been there in like a couple of years.
Yeah, me either. I probably haven't been there since, what, 2000, 2001 or so? It's been a while.
It's cut school to go there, man. It was fun.
Yeah, Coney Island was a bomb back in the day.
Yeah. Remember the commercials? Coney Island.
Yeah.
Astroland Park.
I'm not even lying.
So fun times, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
You guys all know I'm really cool.
You never cut school before?
Nah, I've been there all the time.
But what about cutting school? You never cut school before, like, you know? Or cut class?
Man. I mean, I've been to school every day, you know.
But you never cut school or cut class before?
I never cut school before.
If all kids cut school or cut class, you know. We cut class and go to lunchroom. Like, in high school, I cut class a lot. Well, not a lot, but sometimes, you know. there are other kids who cut, who are hardly in class. All they did was hang out in our lunchroom, play dice, just walk around the hallways. I don't know how these kids passed.
Yeah, I know a lot of kids who used to cut class.
Yeah, you went to Erasmus High School, so, you know, the graduation there was very low. Well, my high school didn't, you know, the graduation wasn't that high either, but...
What did you go, Tilden, I think you said?
No, Grady High School.
Oh, Grady, right, you did say Grady.
Yeah, Grady, no lady, you know?
Yeah.
Not that many girls there, but...
Damn.
Yeah, that's why I didn't go to the prom, because there wasn't, you know, that many girls. If I had went, I would have probably went with a dude. That would have been, you know, I don't think that would have been good. You went to a prom, right? Did you go to your high school prom?
High school? No, I didn't. I went to the junior high school one.
I went to the junior high. That was good.
Oh, but you, like you said, you didn't go to the high school one either.
Not that many girls.
Yeah.
If I went there, I told you I'd have to dance with some guys.
That'd be funny, and then they cut you in the middle of a dance.
Yeah, the junior high one was the best. There's a lot of good-looking girls in that school. I actually wore the same shirt that I wore at the junior high prom the next day to school. And some people noticed that.
That word?
Yeah, and I said, hey, I'm never changing this shirt after the girls I dance with.
What did the guys say?
They were like, hey, they didn't say nothing. It was mostly the girls commenting on it because, you know, girls notice stuff.
Yeah.
Back in the day, I would wear the same clothes, like, probably over and over again. Like, I wasn't one of those kids that had that many clothes in my closet, you know.
Right.
Like I said, my parents were cheapskates. So I would wear the same wife beater shirt to school 2 days in a row, you know. The same pants. And the same reject sneakers. But it's okay now.
It's a, you know, a learning process, you know.
Yeah. You know, I hated high school. That's, out of all the schools I hated, high school, I hated that the most.
I didn't like junior high school that much.
You didn't like junior high school that much? I didn't like high school that much at all.
Because junior high school kids, it's like, they're between still being children, but they want to act like they're hardcore, they're adults and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I mean,
well,
junior
that's
high,
like
was,
high school is also.
High school too. I mean, high school, I mean, like I said, you know, my school wasn't the word I'm looking for. It wasn't, I don't know. Tea.
Was it fun?
No, people weren't drinking, you know, tea, you know, at the lunch. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Some of those people, I mean, you know, they were pretty, you know.
Ghetto.
Tough dudes. Tough people over there.
Yeah, I mean, high school, I mean, first of all, I told you, there wasn't that many girls. A lot of freaking students were more concerned about fashion. Then schoolwork. What new brand name sneakers or new clothes? Like, what the fuck, man? Who the cares? You know, you got a test tomorrow.
Yeah.
I didn't have fun at high school at all, man. It was the 4 worst years of my life. Well, the first year wasn't so bad, so I'd say 3 bad years.
Yeah.
And plus, I hated the school, you know, I didn't like it.
Yeah.
But then I went to, after high school, you know, went to Brooklyn College, and college was probably the funnest time I've had.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I totally agree with that.
You had some fun times at Brooklyn College.
That's easily the funnest time I've had in school.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you're older, you got more responsibility, you got more power. you know.
You don't have to worry about cutting class because
you
really don't have to go if you don't want.
Yeah, and you back in the day, all you had to do was eat the school lunch.
Yeah.
You know, you couldn't step out and buy something to eat.
Exactly. You know, we hang out. We even did a radio show at Brooklyn College, WBCR.
Yeah.
Remember?
Right. Yeah.
The diverse
right.
people, the diverse girls,
mm-hmm.
the hot professors.
Yep.
Hanging out, chilling in the lounges.
Yeah, but then they had to destroy that lounge. Not the lounge. The quad.
The quad. Yeah.
Yeah, that was the best place over there. The memories, man.
They even took away the computer center in the Plaza building.
Yeah.
They broke that building down, man. Yeah, that was I miss Brooklyn College, man.
Yeah. Yeah, they finally rebuilt that area that they were talking about ever since by the time we left. Remember they were saying they were going to build this new area and stuff like that? Yeah.
It's complete now, I think.
Yeah, it's finished now.
Yeah. Finally finish that damn thing.
Yeah.
But we'll talk about that some more when we come back. I want to play a quick clip from Adam Sandler's Devil Gonna Laugh At You 1993 album, comedy album. The clip I'm going to be playing is called Assistant Principal's Big Day. So let me play that. And I played this before. Let me play this comedy clip.
Good morning, students and faculty. If I could have your attention, please. As you may or may not know, Principal Campbell will not be here for the rest of the week due to a throat infection. Leaving me, Assistant Principal Dunbar, as the school's lone administrator for the next few days. though the policies set forth by Principal Campbell will remain the same, there will be some additional regulations you must also follow. Number one, smoking outside the administration building will only be allowed during lunch periods. Number two, the girls' showering facilities will be moved from the locker room into my inner office where I can watch the girls wash their breasts and buttocks while I play with myself. Number three, while showering, none of the girls will be allowed to snicker or laugh at the size of my genitalia. Eye contact with me is also prohibited. Number four, girls are encouraged to wash each other freely as I build towards orgasm. Number five, while I am ejaculating, the boys' gymnastic team must undress each other, spread eagle in front of me, and satisfy each other orally until I have completed ejaculating. Finally, rule number six, any student caught writing graffiti or defacing school property will be automatically suspended unless they are masturbating. If you have any questions about these new regulations, I will be in my office spanking it with a thumb up my ass. Good day.
Adam Sandler. Anyway, so where were we? What were we talking about before?
What kind of grade was Adam Sandler's character supposed to be teaching?
It was just an assistant principal.
So what?
Talking into the intercom.
No, I mean, what is he supposed to be the principal for? High school, junior high school?
Yeah, this is, I think, for high school. Yeah, for high school. I don't think you'd be doing that for elementary school. That would be, like, too,
Well, that's practically the same.
Well, yeah, but you do have some 18-year-olds in high school, right?
Yeah. So.
But then again, if you look at some of those movies and, like, shows, they actually have some perverted principles in those movies. Like, back in the day, for, like, the 80s. They have, like, principals who are hot for the students. You remember those 80s movies?
Well, yeah, but I'm trying to think of which one was... Because the ones I'm thinking of, they seem like, you know...
There's a lot of them like that back in the day. A lot of, like, 80s movies where, like, the principals, they would be, like, looking at the female students in a way, like, they wanted to have sex with them.
Because the ones I'm seeing, the one I see on the you know, the movies, the 80s movies, they all seem like the typical, like, disciplinarian type teacher, like, hey, you gotta go to class and stuff like that, or you're gonna go have detention and all this stuff like that. They didn't seem like that.
Yeah, but there are some, you know, where you have principals, they'll look at the female students in a way like they want to have sex with them. I've seen a couple. I can't think of any one by hand.
Yeah.
But wait, there's actually not another teen movie. Remember that movie? It was like a parody of the 80s teenage movies, 80s and current teenage movies. And that had a girl walk into principal's office with no shirt on, just topless, into the principal's office. You remember that scene?
Yeah. I don't remember the scene, but I remember the movie. I mean, I do remember the.
Oh, yeah, so that was like, you know, and the principal was looking at her like, what the hell?
Yeah,
you
that movie came out like, what, 98 or so? 98, 99?
Something like that, yeah.
Maybe 2001?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But there are some perverted principals out there.
Well, yeah.
And teachers. I mean, you have these female teachers having sex with male students.
Yep.
There's actually a rumor in my junior high that a male teacher had sex with a female student. I don't know if that was ever true or not, but the rumor is going around that, you know, that the male teacher, because he was always around the girls, you know, flirting with them and hanging around them. He probably did bang one of them. Even though that, you know, he was 25 years their senior.
Never know.
But, yeah, man, what are the memories you have from school that you want to share?
I'm trying to think off the top of my head.
You took your SATs?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, that was I didn't do good on... I took them both times, I didn't do good on either of them. I'll just say this. I didn't get a perfect 1600 any time I took
them. That's what I was about to say. I didn't even get a 1600, that's for sure, either.
No time, nope. Both times I took, I didn't get a 1600.
You sold the words right out of my mouth.
Well, I think those SATs are a waste of time. Do schools really look at SATs nowadays? I think what they look at is, like, your school record, like, you know, the grades, and, you know, your transcript, any kind of volunteer work you did or honors that you received in school. SATs, I think, are the last thing they look at nowadays. Unless you're a school like a... Harvard, Stanford,
Yale.
You know, they probably still look at SATs, but
because
back in the day, you thought SATs were important, man. You heard those, you know, you heard that in Saved by the Bell. Like, the SATs, you know, so it's gonna get me into college.
Yep. Because they wanted to be in the Ivy League one.
Yeah.
And then in the college year, I don't even think they went to Ivy.
They all went to the same school in college.
Yeah. Well, the boys did. The boys and who was it? Was Lisa?
Except for
Jesse and Lisa. Yeah, Jesse and Lisa went there. Kelly showed up a little later.
Yeah.
That season.
Jesse was. She was supposed to go to what? What school? Stanford,
maybe that's it. Because we both started at the same time, so that's why she went.
They're supposed to all go to different schools, but for some reason, they ended up going to all the same school. As far as Zach, Screech, Slater, Kelly, who showed up later.
Kelly, right. Yeah, we still went to a fashion.
Fashion school,
like
yeah. But what other memories do I have from school? I could, it's a school bus, or the cheese bus, as we like to call it back in the day.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yep.
So some good times. It's a good place to do your homework in the morning.
How's the universal that everybody knows it as a cheese bus?
Because it looked like cheese.
No, I mean, I know that, but how did it spread that everybody called it a cheese bus?
I don't know, man. I don't know. We called that back since elementary school. They were known as a cheese bus.
Maybe back in the days people saw a movie and people called it a cheese bus. That's why everybody called it a cheese bus. You know what I mean?
I had a personal, my parents in elementary school, they actually had, a personal bus driver come pick me up to drive me to school in the morning. Mm. And not only that, I would have to take another bus to an annex building when I was in fifth grade. Mm. So, throughout elementary, I spent my life on a cheese bus. Mm. And kids would go wild on the school bus, man, jumping around. Sometimes I thought the bus was going to get into an accident. All the kids jumping on the seats. The bus would kind of shake side to side.
Yeah. Shit. That kind of reminds me of that South Park episode. when the kids, this was between season 1 and season 3.
Mm-hmm.
This was real early. They were on a bus, and afterwards, I think their bus fell over or something like that, and then the bus driver, Miss Crabtree, I think her name was, the school bus lady that always scream at them.
Oh yeah, yeah.
She had jacked up tea and all that.
Right.
She left the bus to try to get help, and the kids were reminiscing about past episodes,
mm-hmm.
but since they're little kids, their mind is warped. And at the end of every episode, someone's eating ice cream, and then someone says a cheesy line. Well, that's a sticky situation, and then they all laugh. That was the running gag of that episode.
Oh, man. And you know the thing about the school bus is, too, the seats always smelled like burning rubber.
Mm.
You remember? I still have that smell in my head. The seats always smell like burning rubber.
Mm.
Do you remember that?
I think I remember it now that you mentioned it.
Man,
never really put much thought into it until you mentioned it.
And you know, some of these kids were stupid, by the way. They would do stupid stuff like open the windows when they weren't allowed to, stick their head out. One time I wanted to throw a kid out the window.
But that's why you spend 30 years in Sing Sing.
Yeah, but the bus rides were fun, though. Even though we were on the cheese bus, they were fun.
Especially when you go on trips.
When you go on cheese, they're the best. Go all the way to the back of the bus.
Well, at least we had a choice to go.
Yeah.
And back in the days.
They were fun times, man. I miss them so much. What else can I think? Oh, lunchtime. It's another thing.
Yep. Yeah, back in the days, especially in high school.
Man, the lunch got worse as we kids got older.
Well, yeah, that's true.
I mean, we had some good-ass lunch in elementary. We had fish sticks, burgers.
Lasagna.
Lasagna.
But the Yeah, the food got worse as you got to high school.
Chocolate milk.
And then they had you, in my high school, I don't know about you, they wanted you to pay some of the for some of the stuff.
Messed up. Well, yeah, they made you pay for like chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man.
Those were good.
Can I get them for free, please?
Yeah, they used to have the Linden, what the heck was it?
Yeah.
Those cookies. Man, the peanut butter and the butter, the one with the butter in it. Man, that tastes good.
Yeah, that did taste good, man. But like, as far as like the food, actual food itself, the cheeseburgers sucked ass, man. I don't know what happened from elementary to high school for them to get that bad.
Yeah, the pieces that were horrible was the circle ones.
Oh, man. Crunchy-ass pieces.
Those pieces that you'd be ordering, that you'd be buying in, the, like, those supermarkets.
I know.
You know what I mean? The frozen ones.
Disgusting.
Man, I don't know what's up with pizza, man. If you don't buy it in, like, a real pizzeria, pizza
don't
is wild. Like the frozen one and the other ones, man, it's cool, man.
They don't taste good.
Those are horrible.
Yeah, I don't know what happened, man. In high school, the lunch was terrible. Although I ate it,
yeah.
You know, it was terrible.
Well, yeah.
You know, I didn't want to starve.
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah, back in the... Oh, yeah, that reminds me. Yeah, with the burgers, like you said, got horrible. They used to come in the mystery meat bag. I don't know if they used to do that. I would assume it's everywhere. I mean, you had that mystery meat bag that had the food, the sandwich in it. Did you?
Oh, man, I didn't even look, but you probably have a point, man. They probably did come in a mystery bag.
Yeah, people used to be calling it mystery meat.
Man. And, like, some of the kids were ashamed to eat lunch at high school.
Yeah, I was just about to talk about that 5 minutes ago when you started talking about the school lunch.
They were, like,
yeah,
some people were, like, hide it in their book bag and eat from the book bag so no one could see.
Yeah, like the quote-unquote cool kids, they used to, like,
Yeah.
They used to, like, hide in an area to you know, to eat it. Because they'd be like, yo, you going to eat school? Nah, man. I ain't no herb. I ain't going to eat no school lunch. It's a high. It's a high, like, towards the exit area, like, when you put yeah. to eat. And they used to hide to eat it. Or, like, you should put in their lunch bag or their book bag or whatever. And their book bag, they always... Some of the kids, they didn't even come with no books, man. They
nope.
just, you know, borrow sheets and pens from people. They don't even bring a book bag because, you know, I guess they feel it's, you know, cool. They don't even
I know, it's cool,
bag.
Right? I don't have to bring a book bag to school. Tell these there are some stupid kids in high school. I'm sorry. Don't come with no notebook, no pen. Hey, how are you going to learn?
Oh, man. Lord have mercy.
A good thing we're not in high school no more, huh?
Yeah, I know.
Done with
Tell
that.
Me about it. Yeah, I know.
So you got any tips for these kids nowadays, you know, who are going to school?
Stay in school.
Yeah, stay in school is one, you know. Don't do drugs, of course.
Yeah.
Don't get any girls pregnant.
Don't drink and drive.
Don't drink and drive.
Watch old DVDs of 80s and 90s cartoons.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Not these crappy cartoons nowadays.
Yeah, don't be watching some of these stupid cartoons on Cartoon Network or Nickelodeon.
Speaking of cartoon and a related note, of course you remember Mad TV, right?
Mm-hmm.
The show, well, they're coming, Cartoon Network's coming out with a new Mad TV cartoon.
A Mad TV cartoon?
Yeah. They're coming out with a new Mad TV cartoon. It's gonna be like kind of like the Mad Magazine.
Oh, okay. The spy,
yeah,
like Spy versus Spy, kind of like that.
They're gonna have Spy versus Spy in there too, but they're gonna have you know, like how the comic book, the magazine always have like, you know, a TV parody and a movie parody,
right?
And then like other, like, you know, Spy versus Spy comics and stuff like that, and other
mm-hmm.
stuff that they usually have.
Yeah.
Well, they're gonna incorporate this in the new cartoon.
Oh, okay.
I think it's gonna debut this month. I literally found this out yesterday, reading on IGN.com.
Oh, that's cool.
So, yeah, I had to remember to remind you that, so, to tell you that, so.
Oh, that's cool.
So I guess if anybody didn't read the IGN article, you know, that's the exclusive right there.
Yeah.
I hope they have the old school MyTV theme song from the, you know, from the show.
I don't know. I mean, it's gonna be different though. It's not gonna be like the sketch show.
Yeah, that's true.
But it would be cool if they did get that theme song.
Yeah.
But you know, as far as back to the tips for the kids, I mean, don't get too involved with like fashion and music and all this stuff. Focus on your schoolwork. That's the most important thing. If you want to get somewhere in your life, just do your homework. I mean, if you're going to cheat on tests, make sure you don't get caught.
Well, try not to do that. Because you never know, you might get caught and you're going to get expelled and your whole life's going to get messed up.
Yeah. And bring a notebook and pen to school, please.
And a book bag.
Yeah, some kids back in the day just bringing their stuff in like a paper bag, like, you know, like lunch.
Cute. People I've seen, they didn't bring nothing.
Yeah, you got right.
Maybe except for, you know, a comb or something, you know, or a phone.
Those kids were stupid. But yeah, if you follow our advice, you know, you'll get somewhere.
And who knows, you might host a show on Block Talk Radio.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, or Sports Urban Legend,
or IMAC.
So take our advice and, you know, hopefully you'll be something like us.
So stay in school.
Stay in school. Don't be a fool. And graduate and become successful.
And like that commercial said, drug free is the way to be.
Yeah. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. That was the best one back in the day.
Yeah, that was. And then they had that, like, this human boy cartoon with this, what was it, a dog?
Yeah.
Sound like the dude that make Darkwing Duck with. And he bungee jumped without a parachute.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah. Like, I may be stupid, but I'll never do dope. Something like that.
Well, you know, time's up, so we're going to end the show here. I want to thank you guys for listening. I'll see you guys next week on IMAC. And Will, thanks again for hosting the show.
No problem. See you tomorrow, you know, on my show.
Alright, so I'll see you guys tomorrow. I mean, not tomorrow, next week. Later.